Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. I'm Jefferson Weaver with some of the lighter and brighter stories you might have missed this week. Veterans Day events are making for a very busy weekend across our area. The Veterans Day Parade is this morning at 11 o'clock in downtown Wyville. This just got into us late yesterday afternoon. The Hallsboro Community Veterans Organization will be holding a reception at the Hannah's Lodge at noon. Everyone's welcome. Hallsboro Baptist Church is hosting a Veterans Recognition Service and reception at 2. The Kindness Famous Veterans Parade is Sunday at 2 o'clock. And folks, I'm going to tell you, that's one of the grandest events you could ever hope to go to. Monday is going to see a remembrance ceremony and the groundbreaking of the new outreach center at the Veterans Memorial Park at 11 a.m. There'll also be a Veterans Day ceremony on the courthouse steps at 11 o'clock. And folks, with all this is going on, some of you have a day off, kids are out of school. Just remember what Veterans Day is all about, really and truly. And find someone who serves this country and tell them thank you. Today is the big flock swap at Gergana's Farm Store in Wyville. Chickens, ducks, guineas, geese, goats, and more will be available from 8 until 2 p.m. You can't tell I'm excited, can you? The farm store is located in the Rosa Shopping Center on Madison Street. Historian Chris Fonville is going to speak today at the Southeastern Genealogical Society at 2 o'clock. He'll be talking about the story of Polly Slocum and her ride to the Battle of Moore's Creek Bridge. It's a story from his newest book, More Curious Tales from Old Wilmington and the Lower Cape Fear. The society meets at Wyville Missionary Alliance Church, 623 Warrior Trail in Wyville. The meeting starts at 2, but some members always arrive early to share family history. And everyone is welcome to attend. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
The Neiman Market is now open on Madison Street in downtown Wyville. The Neiman Market features all North Carolina meats and produce. From ribeyes to T-bones to New York strips, the Neiman Market has it all. All the meats at the Neiman Market are sourced from North Carolina. So for the freshest meat in town, there's only one place to go. The Neiman Market on Madison Street in Wyville. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 10 to 2. The Neiman Market, Madison Street, downtown Wyville.
Welcome back, folks. This is Jefferson Weaver with the good news from ColumbusCountyNews.com. Renowned historian Chris Fonville will be the next speaker at the Southeastern Genealogical Society. That's going to be November 9th at 2 o'clock. While Fonville is best known for his books about the war between the states and southeastern North Carolina, he's delving into the midnight ride of Polly Slocum and the Battle of Moore's Creek Bridge. This is from his newest book, More Curious Tales from Old Wilmington and the Lower Cape Fear. The event is free. The society meets at Wyville Missionary Alliance Church, 623 Warrior Trail, Wyville, at 2 p.m. on November 9th. Remember, some members arrive early to share family history. The event is always free and everyone is welcome. There's a big concert coming up November 16th in Delco, and it's for a good cause. Graham Farms and Collins Productions will host a benefit concert for the Hurricane Helene flood victims in western North Carolina. There'll be live music, food, and vendors. The concert starts at 1 p.m. at 242 Bertha Drive. Cash and supply donations will be accepted. Donations are still being accepted for victims of Hurricane Helene in the Wyville area, but the needs list have been shortened somewhat. General donations can be dropped off at any Black's Tire location. The Columbus Baptist Association office is currently accepting only cash and check donations to help fund operations and buy heaters. By the way, you might still have time to get by the CBA today to help pack 500 new coats that have come in. If you have a smoothing iron, your help is really needed to help put some patches on the coats. Contact the CBA for more information. The Sheriff's Office is no longer accepting general donations. However, if you'd like to donate a generator, heater, chainsaw, or chains, call the CCSO at 642-6551. The Sheriff's Office, by the way, made their sixth trip this week out to the mountains to go take aid to folks out there who are in need. Grace Episcopal Church in Wyville is sponsoring a Red Cross blood drive Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Participants will be eligible for a drawing for a gift basket from Waccamaw Gifts. The church is located at 105 South Madison Street in Wyville. It's turkey shoot time again, and Transformation Church will host their shoot every Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. at 9955 James B. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks will be available. Cost is $5 per shot, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. Remember to let us know when and where you are hosting a turkey shoot so we can get it on our schedule for free. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.